Praise the Lord. Good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
If the brothers could bring this up, maybe I might need to reconnect. I don't know. All right. I trust everybody's doing good this morning. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord. Appreciate all your prayers. And every time I come up here, I feel like I need to take up the offering or something. So used to song leading when I came up here. Amen. But it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Thank you all for all your prayers. Not all the young people have recovered. staying up till 2, 3, 4 in the morning and driving just wears you out. So. But we had a good time, and we just appreciate the Lord. Amen. this morning, I know we have limited time. We want to talk about balanced Christianity. And I believe that in everything, you know, just as in nature, you know, and as in everything that we see around us, there's got to be a balance, right? There has to be a balance in everything. We see that God is a God of balance. We see it in nature. Amen. The sun can't be too close to us or it'll just melt us away. Right? It's got to be a certain distance. There's a balance there, right? We see that the moon, amen, has a certain distance and it does its job and it does what it's supposed to do because God put balance in there. Amen. And so... We see that balance is very important in a Christian's life, because one of the things that I noticed that when especially new Christians or people that are just starting to serve the Lord, you know, if you've come from a certain mindset or if you have a certain mindset, you're going to lean to that mindset constantly, and so. Depending on your situation and depending on the things that you see or that you're going through, it might make you rocky. It might make you unstable. You see, so you have to see things in a balanced way. You have to look at things in a balanced way, in order for you to keep going. Amen. Because many times, and we've seen it, you know, unbalanced Christianity usually leads to problems. Usually leads to issues with other people. I'm right and you're wrong. And that's it, finally. But see, sometimes we don't stop and look and think, all right, what is this brother talking about? What is this sister talking about? Because we're so used to just immediately flying off the handle if they say something that's not, it's contrary to what the way I see things. And to me, that's not balanced Christianity. To me, it's you're just reacting to how things are, and that's not how we're supposed to act. Amen. Jesus didn't act like that. He had balance in the way he dealt with things when they came to him, and we'll look at two examples of that here in just a moment. But now God talks about in the Bible in Proverbs chapter 11 verse 1, a false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Now we know there was in the Old Testament, there was God hated false balances. In other words, when you would go to the market and you'd give them, you'd say, I want a certain amount of this item, and they kind of don't put that certain amount in there, but yet charge you the same price. God hated that because that was a cheat. That was cheating. That was you lying. That was you treating your brother or in a false way, you see, or your sister in a false way. So, taking it into spiritual, amen, a false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. All right? So, we see that God loves balance, right? God not just loves it, he delights in it. Right? Praise the Lord. We can also see in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 11. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are His work. All right? Now, you taking it, looking at it from the physical, but also think of it in the spiritual as well. And then Job 31:6 tells us, let me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know mine integrity. Amen. Even Job desired to have balance. And so the only way we can have balance, saints, in this life is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the one that gives us balance. Amen. We come to this world and we pass through this world. We become Christians and we bring all the weight that we had from the world, bring it into Christianity, and there we're trying to balance things out. And sometimes we let the things of the world or those old views, amen, take the most of us. One of the examples that you can give is, for example, if you grew up in the Pentecostal church, or if you grew up in a church where there was more emotion and there was more, jumping, shouting, screaming, and all of that. You come into the message, that's what you're going to do. You see the message, you saw that God sent a prophet, just like the brother who came from the Baptist church. You both saw the same thing. But in the emotion realm, you received the word in a different way. One is more emotional than the other. Doesn't make one better than the other.
That's right.
Therefore, we shouldn't be judging one another.
Amen.
Amen? We should be patient with one another. Amen. Well, this brother doesn't jump and shout like I do. He didn't grow up that way.
Amen.
But it doesn't mean that he's not receiving the word like you are.
Right.
You don't know. I don't either. Well, this brother jumps and shouts too much and screams and he speaks too fast. Does he serve the same God that you do? Does he love the Lord? Does he want to go to the same heaven that you do? We all have the same goal. We all have the same, amen. So, amen, try to keep a balance. Don't be critical. Keep balance. Balance Christianity. Job even wanted balance. Let me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know mine integrity. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, as we mentioned here in just a moment ago, we see that there's balance in nature. And everything has to work in balance. There can't be too much of something. Can't be too little of something, right? That sun has to be a certain distance in order for things to grow, right? In order to make things do what they're supposed to do. And there's just so much that we see that goes on the earth. And if God didn't put things in the exact place and in the right proportions where it needed to be, amen, then things would be out of cater, you see? And the same thing in Christianity. Things have to be in the right proportions. You can't have too much of it or you can't have too little of it. It's got to be in the right proportion in order to make this thing run. Right? Praise the Lord. Amen. So we see balance in nature. We see balance in our bodies. Amen. Your bodies have to be a certain balance. They have to have a certain temperature. Right? I believe it's 98.6 degrees, something like that, right? Sister Ruth, if you get out of that temperature just a degree, right? A degree less or a degree more, amen, there's going to be health problems in your body. Just 1 degree, it gets out of balance, right? When you get off one word, amen, or when you come in with a critical spirit, one criticism, coming to the church, it takes the whole thing off cater. It takes the whole thing off balance. It takes your life off balance. Right? And it makes everybody else, amen, get off balance. Because, you know, who wants to be around a critical spirit? I don't. 1 Corinthians 10:13 tells us, there hath no temptation. I mean, even there's balance in our trials. That's what I'm trying to say. Look what Jesus said. or what Paul said, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Even in your own trials and in your own temptations and in your own problems that God allows, there's a balance to it. God has a balance. He won't give you more than what you can handle, and he won't give you less than you can handle. He gives you just exactly what he knows that you can handle. Oh, Lord, I can't do it. I can't handle it. You're going through it. That means God has allowed that, specially catered that trial just for you. Because you're going through it. That's how much God loves you. And he cares about balancing your life. Amen? Praise the Lord. So there's balance. Even in our trials, there's balance. Praise the Lord. So what is balance? What is balance? And these are the definitions of the word balance. An even distribution of weight, enabling someone or something to remain upright and steady. All right, so there is an even distribution of weight so that something can stay upright. Right? You know, this bottle right here, there's an even distribution of weight, you know, so they can stand upright. Right, it was made in a way where the weight can be held evenly. So let's say sometimes we get these bottles and they're shrunken up too much, you know, maybe the sun's shrunken up and you stand them up and they're like this. it lost balance. There's balance that's been lost. It's been affected by the elements and the trials or the problems that it has, or maybe the way it grew up. The way he grew up, and he thinks he's right, or she's right, she's off balance. Like the Tower of Pisa in Italy that we're about to look at here in just a moment. And you walk your life, you think you're the one that's right. And you're the one that's off balance. And you don't even know it. See, somebody who doesn't think that they're wrong, you know, a liar doesn't think he's a liar. A cheater doesn't think he's a cheater. A person who constantly, you know, backbiting or talking about people doesn't think that he's a gossiper or she's a gossiper. They don't. But you see, it takes the Word of God to show you those things. And if the Word of God shows you, amen, where you're at, then it'll help you put your life back in balance. Right? Now, you're the one who has to accept it. Take that word and say, Lord, I'm off cater a little bit. Let me get back in balance. That goes from the pulpit all the way to the janitor's room. We all need to get back in balance. Amen? It's also a condition in which different elements are equal or in the correct proportions. Amen? Also, keep or put something in a steady position so that it does not fall. Okay? Yeah? So if I put this right there, look. It's about to fall. Right? Put it back here. Too much right here. It's about to fall. And if I put it right here in the middle, it stays. Right? It stays in balance. Amen. Brother Branham always talked about the middle of the road. Staying in the middle of the road. Why did he say that? Because that keeps you in balance. That keeps you steady. When you're riding on the road, and let's say it's wet or it's been raining, usually it's the sides that's usually very wet and a lot of, you know, it makes you unstable. But when you stay in the middle of the road, that water is running towards each side like this. And when you stay in the middle of the road, it keeps you better stable. You see? So it keeps you in more balance, in better balance. Why is it important to have balance in our Christian walk? I want to ask you that. Why do you think it's important to have balance, sister?
Well, I have one reason. I'm not saying God put this on me because of something I did, but you will never ever imagine in your life how desperate you are to make everything right and have that balance until something like this is put on you.
Until something rocks it.
Yeah, and you just have to make sure.
Absolutely.
So that's one reason.
Amen. That's a very good reason too. Because usually it's not until we experience something that we don't understand where we really are. You see? And so very important. So balance keeps you focused. Now let's look at a man on a tightrope. Brother Wade, he's been talking about that man. I forget his name. What was his name?
Walinda.
He was a tightrope walker, and we have many tightrope walkers all around the world who practice this. Now, in looking at a tightrope walker, they have to stay balanced the whole way in order get to the other side, right? So you have to stay focused. So balance keeps you focused, right? It also keeps you thinking first instead of reacting.
Amen.
All right, think first instead of reacting.
Amen.
Brother so-and-so said something to me. Well, I'm going to just say something back to him. No, that might not be the way to handle the situation.
Amen.
All right? Stay balanced.
Yes.
What does the word say? Helps you to think about the next step. You see, a tightrope walker, he has to think about the next step. He takes it one step at a time. And what is our Christianity? It's one day at a time.
Amen.
One step at a time. Amen. One service at a time. Take it one step at a time.
Yes.
And also balance keeps you moving forward. Right? It keeps you looking ahead. It keeps you looking at the mark. It keeps you moving forward. Praise the Lord. So, that's how a tightrope walker gets across. He's not looking all around the situations and the problems and that man pointing at him and clapping and things like that. No, he's looking ahead. He's staying focused. He's staying thinking about his next step. Not what everybody else is saying around him. Not what everybody else thinks about him. Amen. He keeps looking ahead. Keeps thinking forward. Amen? Praise the Lord. James 1:8 tells us, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Amen? One that flies off the handle and reacts. Amen? When you tell him something, you come up and then he just says something right back to you. Something snappy and something smart. That's instability. That's instability. Praise the Lord. And many of us need to practice on that. We're so quick to just fly off the, just say whatever comes to our head. Amen. But it doesn't help us. And it makes, sometimes it just makes things worse. Now, what is balancing tires? Brother Donnie, you might know this. All right? Balancing, when you feel like there's too much vibration in when you're riding. I mean, maybe you might need a tire balance. Your car may need a tire balance. And there's a whole process. They use weights and things in order to balance tires. Well, even a vehicle needs to have the tires in order for the thing to run. And in order for the thing to get to where it needs to go, it needs to have a balance as well. The tires need to have balance. So if balance your spiritual tires when you perceive that there's too much vibration. How do you do that? Balance it with the weights of the word. Amen? Looking in the Word. That's how you get balanced. Now I want to look at the stature of a perfect man here for just a moment. But because even in food and in the things that we eat, there has to be a balance as well, right? And the government gave us a supposed food pyramid. We know that doesn't work. Many of us now don't work. But just to give you an example, this is what people's food pyramid is, close enough. Hey, in a pizza slice, I'm eating meat, I'm eating bread, I'm eating dairy, and you know, whatever else is in a pizza. That's close enough. But really, in reality, that eating so much bread and grains and all that stuff, that's why people are the way they are. They look the way they are. They eat too much bread. So really, that thing doesn't work. But in looking at that, looking at the stature of a perfect man, even adding to your faith, right? That's all these virtues that are working in our lives. They're working in balance, right? Right. You have to. God wants us to have these virtues in our life in balance. Now there will come needs and situations in our life where we may have to work a bit more godliness than patience at that moment, or a little bit more temperance than to use knowledge at that moment. But all these virtues, they're working in us, amen, in a balanced way. You see? Why? Because they are Holy Ghost virtues. And the Holy Ghost is not an unbalanced person. He's a person of balance, right? And it all starts with faith. And so in 2 Peter, I can read the whole thing here, but it says, "And besides this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound," right? God wants these things to abound in us. "They make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things," you see, that here's one in verse 8 that Peter is saying these things need to be abound, but when they're lacking, there's no balance, right? There needs to be a balance. "But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off," right? Like that tightrope walker. He can't concentrate. He don't know what his next step is. Right? When these virtues are not working in the Christian's life. "And hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins." And in Ephesians 4:11, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints,
yes,
for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Yes.
And Brother Wade's been speaking about this too. We all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. Watch, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with whatever wind of doctrine, or whatever is thrown at us, or whatever sister so-and-so tells me, or whatever brother so-and-so says or thinks about me. We don't get tossed to and fro about that. Amen. We stay focused, and we stay concentrated. All right. Here's an example of a weak foundation. This is the Tower of Pisa in Italy. The foundation was made of limestone and lime mortar. However, it was dug only 3 meters deep and built on dense clay, which was not a very stable place to build a 14,500-ton tower. The weight started to compact the soil until it found the weakest point and it started sinking in it on one side. And so the foundation was, the way it was founded, or the way it was, the foundation wasn't right. So when you have an unstable foundation, when you have an unbalanced foundation, which, if it's outside of the Word of God, it's an unbalanced foundation. Any viewpoint that you have, or anything that you bring from your old life, or from your old denomination, it's unbalanced if it's not part of the Word of God. And when your life starts getting rocky and starts tilting to the side, people will see it. People, when they go see this Tower of Pisa, they see that it's leaning, and they've tried to fix this thing, and they were able to get it back straight a little bit, but they can't do it fully because it was built on an unstable foundation. Right? Now you take the pyramids, for example. The foundation of the pyramids were laid with limestone blocks mined by mason using copper chisels. Contrary to popular belief, the Egyptians built the Giza pyramids up from the bedrock of the plateau, not over a flat sandy base. Khufu is one of the pyramids, in fact, was built around a small rock knoll. So these pyramids have been there longer than the Tower of Pisa, and yet they're still standing, and they're not leaning. Right? They may be crumbling, maybe to the side, the elements, rain, and all that stuff, but hey, they're still standing firm. Right? And what is our life supposed to be in the Holy Ghost? Supposed to be a firm foundation?
Yes.
Stature of a perfect man? It's got to start with faith.
Right?
Right? Faith in Jesus Christ, who is the rock.
Yes.
Amen. Right? Faith in the Word. And that's what will help you keep you grounded. And I'm just going fast now. Matthew, therefore, Jesus here talking about, building your house upon a rock. And then Satan brings all these things to make you unstable. Unsure, lost, unclear, puzzled, confused, baffled. That's what Satan, he's good about. Now here's two examples of Jesus. When in John, in Luke 9, it says, and John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him, because he followeth not with us. And Jesus said, you see the instability of John? And Jesus says to him, and Jesus said unto him, forbid him not. For he that is not against us is for us. Amen. You see somebody jumping, shouting, and screaming, and being happy in the Lord? Don't. Maybe you don't understand that. You don't need to criticize it. You see a brother or sister that's just too quiet. You know they don't say amen. You don't know if they're saying amen in their heart. Don't criticize it. Stay balanced. Also, Jesus being asked if tribute should be given to Caesar or not, he gave a balanced answer. He said, give to Caesar what's Caesar's, and give to God what's God's. That keeps you balanced. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. So, we'll leave you that with those two examples, and we're going to have the musicians come. balanced Christianity. Balanced Christianity. We got to be balanced in our lives, and because that will keep us moving forward. It will keep us have healthy relationships with one another.
Amen.
Right? And it will keep us growing in the grace and the knowledge and the faith of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you for your...